20 years ago, 15 wooden crosses appeared on a hill overlooking Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. It was April 28, 1999, 8 days after a pair of students had shot and killed 12 of their classmates and a teacher before killing themselves. At first, the crosses seemed to be part miracle, part mystery. Before long, their creator stepped forward, Greg Zanis, a carpenter from Sugar Grove, Illinois, who had driven them nearly 1,000 miles to Colorado. Since Columbine, Zanis has built and delivered more than 26,000 crosses, Stars of David, and crescent moons, too, to communities across the country grieving in the wake of violence, natural disasters, and other catastrophes. He brought them to Paradise, California, after wildfires wiped out most of the town. Pittsburgh, where 11 worshipers were killed in a synagogue. Sandy Hook, Connecticut, when 26 children and staff were gunned down in their school. And Las Vegas, where 58 people died while enjoying a music festival. One place Zanis, 68, never expected to plant his crosses was in his own backyard. On February 15, 2019, he was in his workshop when he heard sirens scream past his window. He looked out to see dozens of first responders racing down the street. Later that day, he learned that a disgruntled ex-employee had walked into the Henry Pratt Manufacturing Plant in Aurora, Illinois, just 15 minutes from where Zanis lives, and killed 5 former co-workers. Zanis found himself with the same sickening reaction he'd witnessed in so many towns around the country. How could it happen? "This is home," he told the Chicago Tribune. "It was not supposed to happen here."